This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado parents will have access to new federally funded scholarship money next year to pay for private school tuition and potentially for other educational costs. Governor Jared Polis is the first Democratic governor to participate in the program. It was created by Republicans' budget bill last summer.
Obviously, I'm not somebody who supported H.R. 1. If I had been in Congress, I would have voted against it. It had a lot of bad things. This was not one of them. This is one that we can take advantage of.
Democrats are concerned the scholarship program is a way of funneling taxpayer money to private and religious schools. Colorado wants the funding to also be available to cover school fees, tutoring, summer camp, and other enrichment opportunities at all schools. This week marked the anniversary of the signing of the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. The agreement formally ended the Mexican-American War and transferred much of what is now the American Southwest from Mexico to the United States. Former U.S. Senator and Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says the treaty's impact is still being felt nearly 180 years later.
It explains exactly what's happening today. The paralysis in Washington over the border, what's being built is not a relationship of understanding, but a relationship of division, which is bad for the United States and bad for Mexico and bad for the continent and bad for the world.
Salazar spoke at History Colorado, where a new Borderlands initiative explores how the treaty's legacy continues to shape politics, identity, and life in the region. Salazar, whose family has deep roots in the San Luis Valley, is donating his papers and many mementos to History Colorado. You can find more news at CPR.org and KRCC.org.